10,000 subscribers. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel creates comprehensible input content for you. This channel is devoted to creating clearly spoken English. I speak a little more slowly. And the idea is that many people around the world will be able to understand this. Millions of people have studied English in school. In most cases, that was the study of the structure of English, grammar, and vocabulary. And after perhaps years of study, many people are a little disappointed. They have trouble understanding native English content. They have trouble speaking with confidence. There is definitely a need to remedy those two problems. This is where comprehensible input comes to the rescue. Comprehensible input is not a fad. It's not even a new idea. The idea goes back more than 50 years. There have been a lot of studies showing that comprehensible input is a superior way to acquire a new language. In most cases, input was the crucial ingredient missing from the experiences that we had as kids studying various languages. When I studied German in high school, I studied grammar and vocabulary. I found it incredibly boring. I got good grades, and the end result was simple. I couldn't understand when German people spoke. I couldn't speak with confidence, but I knew a lot of words. I even knew some grammar rules. Over many years, I tried to learn a bunch of different languages. This was often related to planned travel. My results were always the same, disappointing. The first time I was met with success learning a language was after I discovered comprehensible input and started using it to acquire Spanish. This channel has grown out of gratitude. After I became familiar with the principles of comprehensible input, I thought back to the time that I was living in Austria studying at a university. My German skills were very poor, but the people in the university, as well as the people in the town, the people in stores and restaurants, would speak to me in German, but sensing that I was not good with German, they spoke more slowly and clearly. When I didn't understand what they were saying, they said it with different words. They gestured. They pointed to things. They created an atmosphere for me to understand. Looking back, my time in Austria was actually my first introduction to comprehensible input. It was my first experience learning, acquiring a language using messages that I understood in that target language. After about a year of input in Spanish, I was confident that it was working. I was confident that this was a viable way for me to acquire a language after decades of failure using traditional methods. This created a great sense of gratitude to the kind people in Austria who spoke to me one-on-one, as well as the people who took their valuable time to make comprehensible input content that I could use in Spanish. This is why the Input English channel exists. Now that the channel has attained 10,000 subscribers, I thought this would be a good time to talk to you about how this channel began and where we are going. I published the first videos on the Input English channel on August 8th, 2024. I started recording videos about 2 months earlier than that. My first few videos were horrible. I didn't have any skills. I didn't know how to do it. But I did it nonetheless. The first few videos were not good enough to publish. They never saw the light of day. Eventually, as my skills improved, I developed a collection of videos that were suitable for publication. I kept collecting videos because I didn't want to start the channel with one video. I wanted to start the channel with a lot of videos. As these videos collected on my computer, I started to realize that I didn't have a plan for when to initiate publication. On August 8th, I decided to turn the switch on and publish all the videos I had. I published 43 videos that day. I knew from my experience that to make progress in a language, one needed to be in contact with that language over many hours. 1 hour of comprehensible input doesn't produce any noticeable benefit, but hundreds of hours of input does produce noticeable improvement. Over my first year building this channel, I focused on creating a lot of videos for the video library so that when people wanted to use this channel as a source for comprehensible input, they would find a lot of resources in one location. To do this, I made one video a day for 1 year. I think that paid off because now there are more than 500 videos in the library, and people are going through those videos using them for input. One of the aspects of this channel that I had not anticipated was the comment section. I found that I really enjoyed reading the comments in the comment section. Over the past 20 months, I have noticed a strong parallel between building a YouTube channel and learning a language, acquiring a language with comprehensible input. In both cases, progress is gradual and sometimes imperceptible. In both cases, one can get discouraged. Now I find that my experience building the Input English channel helps me in my quest to learn German and Spanish, and my experience acquiring those languages helps me build this channel. The Input English channel is almost all intermediate level input. My working assumption is that millions of people studied English in school or by various methods, and that they are able to understand English if it is spoken a little more slowly and pronounced clearly. The remarks in the comment section support that assumption. There is much discussion online about the level of the content or the level of the language learner. The CEFR is a system for stratifying the level of language skills. The system is based on A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, and C2. People have asked me what level this content is. The CEFR system is based on listening skills, reading skills, speaking skills, and writing skills. It's also based on testing. So for that reason, I don't try to categorize the input on this channel using that system. I try to keep it simpler. I don't create super beginner material, and I see no point in making advanced material. So because of that, the videos on this channel are intermediate. While we're on the subject of testing, let me offer a little advice that was given to me as I started to learn Spanish. That is, don't test yourself unless you're forced to. Many people need to take a test in order to qualify for a scholarship, entrance into a school, the acquisition of a job, there are many reasons you might have to demonstrate your skills in a language. But in the absence of an external requirement, don't test. Your time is better spent getting more input. The strategy for choosing topics on this channel is related to the vocabulary, the expressions that are used in English. If all these videos were about a boy and his dog, the vocabulary that I would be able to introduce in context would be very small. Understanding that, I decided to create videos on a variety of topics. Some of these topics will be more interesting to you than others. That was my experience using input in Spanish. I found that I got a lot more out of videos if I found them interesting, but if I couldn't concentrate on the video because of its subject matter, my time was better spent on another video. So I create a lot of different videos on a lot of different topics, hoping to provide something that you will find interesting, and also providing a great diversity of vocabulary. It turns out that the subject matter of the video dictates the vocabulary that I can introduce. Once I choose a topic for a video, I try to stay on that topic rather than jump around to a variety of disjointed topics. It's easier to follow something if it's on one general topic. If I change the subject during a video, I try to do it logically. I try to do it in a way that you can easily follow one topic to the next. This is in contrast to our experience with native content. If you are talking to a friend or listening to a native conversation, the topic may bounce around to a whole bunch of different themes, and it may be very difficult to follow. It's not difficult for native speakers to do this, but we language learners can get lost in a complex conversation if the subject matter changes quickly. Based on what I have learned from experts, I put a lot of emphasis on storytelling. Stories can be fictional stories that I create for this channel. I have a lot of them. They could be true stories about my experiences or things that I know about that happened either to me or people I know. Also, when we discuss topics, the style of presentation can be a storytelling style. Storytelling is a big part of the human experience dating back thousands of years. Listening to stories is a powerful way to learn English. I try to keep these videos very concentrated with language. Some creators of comprehensible input show a lot of video footage that contains no language. Sometimes they insert some music. They put their efforts into movie making, but they do so at the expense of the language that you are hearing. Because of this, I have avoided B-roll video. I use illustrations sparingly, and I don't put music into the videos to fill areas of dead space. Your time is valuable, and if you're going to put your valuable time into watching one of these videos, I want you to get a lot of language out of it. As you look online for methods to learn languages, in this case English, a lot of opinions are available. You might wonder, where do I get my guidance on how to make this sort of content? The biggest influence on the Input English channel that I can point to specifically is the ALG method described by Marvin Brown. His book, From the Outside In, is available online as a downloadable PDF if you're curious. Marvin Brown was a linguist who worked in Bangkok with a language school and developed his methods for teaching with comprehensible input. His methods were learned by Pablo Roman, and these methods of automatic language growth were important in the development of the Dreaming Spanish site and YouTube channel. I was also influenced by the work of Juan Fernandez, who has a long-standing presence on YouTube providing comprehensible input in Spanish. As I've developed this channel, I have avoided interviews because I observe that many interviews that you see online on YouTube have the fundamental problem that the person being interviewed is not speaking clearly, is not speaking slowly enough that their speech is actually understandable. Because I have been disappointed with input based on interviews in other languages, I have avoided interviews. I have also avoided AI. Simply put, I think you deserve better than that. I value the human touch, and I would much rather listen to a human being tell a story as opposed to an AI telling the same story. AI is changing, it is improving, and I'm keeping an eye on it. But as of today, I don't choose to use AI as a part of the Input English channel. I think you deserve better. There is an interesting phenomenon within comprehensible input that I have noticed. It's not talked about very much. I work with the assumption that the human brain evolved to learn languages. Evidence worldwide supports that. There are no populations that exist on the earth in which no language ever developed. Individuals who do not use a language in their society are uncommon, and this is usually due to some sort of major developmental abnormality in that individual. Population-wise, human beings are best described as language learners. Based on that knowledge, I find it almost comical that some people will tell you that they're not good at learning languages. I would submit that people who think that they're not good at learning languages are fluent in their first language already. They have already learned a language. And what they're telling you is that the methodology that was available for them to learn a second language was not very effective. What I have noticed about comprehensible input is that I tend to use the same sources of that content. So I tend to listen to the same few people speaking. I get used to how they speak. I get used to their vocabulary, their accent. I become familiar with their delivery. That familiarity with that particular speaker or those few speakers that I'm listening to makes their content more comprehensible. Because their content is more comprehensible, my learning is more efficient. And then over time, I observe that what I learned from them is useful to understand content made by unfamiliar creators. This observation is one of the reasons I made so many videos. The strategy that I came up with is, if you watch enough videos that I made, you'll get used to the way I speak, my vocabulary that I'm using, and then over time, as your English grows in your mind, you will observe that you are better equipped to understand other creators, other English speakers. I see comprehensible input as having a great snowball effect. At the beginning, it's very difficult. But as we add time in contact with the language, our progress gets faster and faster. Our knowledge of the language, our understanding of the language, gets bigger. This milestone of 10,000 subscribers is not a time for me to become self-congratulatory. My considered opinion is that this channel has 10,000 subscribers because 10,000 people saw something of value and subscribed. For this, I am very grateful. I would like the Input English channel to reach a much larger audience, but I've tried to keep my eye on the ball. That is an expression that came out of baseball, but is used metaphorically for keeping your focus on the important part of the process. When I say with the Input English channel, I'm trying to keep my eye on the ball, I'm simply trying to produce good videos that people can understand and can use to improve their English. Those are the things I can control. The subscribership is not something I can control. It's not something I lose sleep over. It's not something I worry about. I figure if I can make good videos, people find them useful, and they can improve their English, the subscribership will take care of itself. The milestone of having 10,000 subscribers is encouraging, but it really doesn't change anything. I will continue making videos. I want them to be interesting and useful. To all of you who have subscribed to the Input English channel, I say thank you. I appreciate your support. I appreciate all the comments. I really enjoy reading your comments. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.